before we steam and send steady to the sun. A simple tale of woe, your hearts will be undone. A love song to everyone.
By the heart. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Hello, hello, everybody. Today is a big day. This is the final this is my final show of this year. I will be starting up again in September. This is Crescendo, your host, Jed. 6 to 7 every Sunday on the hour, CITR 101.9. Thank you again for listening, guys. I'm going to start off a big shout-out to my big brother, Jason Schwartz. My friend in Utah, I miss you dearly. Send my love to Justin and Lisa. Gotta always remember the fam. And going on with the show today, most of the music I'm going to be playing is just a bunch of my favorite tracks throughout this year's playlist, starting from, I believe it was the 18th of December. No, the 8th of December was my first show. And from then to now, every single Sunday, I've had a show except for a couple in the middle there. And I'm just like kind of doing a conglomerate of all my favorite tunes I played. There's a couple performances today. I'm going to be playing a folk song I learned the other day. We also have another performer here. What is your name, sir?
My name is Julian Heaney. How's it going, Jed?
It's going fantastic. Julian, what do you plan on performing for us this day?
I will be attempting to sing Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Now, attempting is a joke. He will delight your ears with his audible chocolate voice, but... Yes, it is actually is a fantastic voice. I'm very happy to have him on the show. Great guy as well. But so what got you into like that genre of music, soul, R&B, that like genre?
I asked my parents, and I've been singing ever since I was a little kid. I would be just walking around the house singing whatever was playing on the radio. And I think ever since I sort of started singing and thinking like, okay, I don't sound completely horrible, that style of music really resonated with me. I was able to kind of mesh with it, and when I heard it, just the passion behind the artist really spoke to me. So I found I connect with soul and R&B music since I was a little kid. And
that's a really beautiful thing too, especially with a lot of kids sometimes rebelling against what their parents like just to rebel against it.
Yeah.
But when their parents like such classic music, it's like you got to stay on board with
them.
Exactly. You have to. But all right, Julian, I'm excited to have you on.
Thanks, Jim.
So for the first few songs, this is one of my favorite chill tracks from Elephant Stone. They're known as Hindi Rock. I've explained it when I played it in the past. It's an independent rock band from Canada, but they also have a lot of Indian music background to them. It's like a sitar, I believe a tabla is in this song. So it kind of brings together like Hindi and independent music styles together to have a really good, almost a little psychedelic sound to it. So to start you off, here is A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone, followed by Where Are Your People by We Have Band. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Hope this show is going to be a good one. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Hello, hello. So that right there for you was A Silent Moment by Elephant Stone, followed by Where Are Your People by We Have Band. Again, if you haven't the first time, you should really check out the We Have Band's music video for Where Are Your People. It's all inspired by the directing and artwork from the Alejandro Jodorowsky movie, The Holy Mountain, one of by far the trippiest, most psychedelic foreign or films of all time. He was the guy who created the genre of movie called the Acid Western. So he was very, very a product of his time in the 60s and 70s. But fantastic movie if you're into kind of like a more bizarre, interesting, more really visually stimulating film. And they covered like a lot of like the acting in it in the music video, which you should definitely check out. But coming up next for you, we have I've Given Up On You by Real Friends. And after that, we're going to get a little older with a track from Memphis Mini I played a few weeks ago. So this is your first time on a radio show, Julian, by the way. How are you liking it?
Yeah, it is. I really like it. It's cool being here. Thanks for bringing me down, Jed.
Dude, no problem. Very appreciative. No problem. A quick question for you. So if you had just like a few weeks to prepare something and you could be any cover of anything, what song, like no matter how ambitious, what song would you do?
Oof. Right now, what would I pick?
Yes.
If I had a few weeks?
Yeah.
I would probably pick... Ooh, that's a good question. Lauryn Hill, That Thing, or X Factor. I've really recently found the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album, sort of refound it. I had heard it like ages ago and just really dig her whole style and sound, and both of those tracks are awesome, and I would really like to cover them at some point if I had like the amount of time to really work on it.
Well, want to know something?
What?
You
that?
Do.
Oh.
For, never fear, Crescendo shall return next year. But in the meantime, we're going to keep spinning and grinning. The next one coming up is I've Given Up On You by Real Friends. Get ready for some whiny pop punk. Here we go. Thank you. And that right there was When the Levee Breaks by Memphis Minnie. Memphis Minnie played that along with actually her husband at the time, which is one of the few actual couple blues tracks that I've really heard about, especially from that era, but that's a really interesting fact about that one. And then the song before that, I've Given Up on You by Real Friends. They're a band, I actually never heard about them when I first saw them live. I saw them at Vans Warped Tour like a year or two ago. And I just heard that this, like, the music, and it was, like, especially some of their other songs, very, very happy, but very, like, driving guitar, very, like, good beats, good melody, but, and it had this, like, really raw intensity to it while still being so uplifting, and by far the best concert experience I had with the audience specifically. Like, I've never seen that many people smiling and moshing and crowd surfing at the same time. It was a lot of fun, but they're just a lot of fun, like, good old pop punk should be. And then that was just some actually good old blues from Memphis Minnie. So now coming up, my good friend Julian is going to be singing Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. And I'll be doing a little bit of guitar accompaniment. So you feeling ready, Julian?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Test, test. There we go. Alrighty.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. Though I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, ooh, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
That was beautiful, Julian, my friend. Now, so was this one of your first experiences performing, or is you're seeing like a seasoned man?
I mean, I do 3 to 5 shows a week in the shower, and then other than that, this is my very first time performing.
That is all honestly like phenomenal, especially seeing like people like bozos like me the first time like you perform something like with music. It's all just trial and error, but there was no error involved. You killed it,
shucks,
and it sounded
thanks,
great.
Jed.
No, no problem. No, I'm speaking the truth. Oh, Mitch. Oh, my boy. Thank you very much, my friend. Thank you for coming on the show.
No, man. Thank you. Have a fun time.
Well, dude, yeah. So the next few we got for you back on the old playlist is going to be another song I am very fond of. This is Speedo by the Cadillacs from one of my favorite movies of all time, Goodfellas. If you've seen the movie, you know this song. If not, just sit back and enjoy some nice doo-wop. After that, we got That's All Right by Laura Mavola. So stay tuned in. This is CITR 11.9 Crescendo.
Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister.
tell. That's Mama's Beetle, he don't never take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Beetle, but my real name is Mister.
All right, everybody. That was That's All Right by Laura Mavola. This next song coming up is a little bit vulgar, obscene. Oh, not for the faint of heart or stomach. It's honestly not that bad. But there is some vulgarity in it. I'm going to be spinning a content warning right after this. But this is probably one of the funniest songs I have heard all year. It's a Canadian group called Shark Tank. They're kind of like a bunch of just jokesters. They have this one rap track called Out for Rip. And it is a very funny Canadian song. It's very stereotypically Canadian. And at first, the funny thing about this song and me is that when I first listened to it, I thought it was hilarious, and I always started making fun of it. You know, like I was like going along doing the Canadian accent, you know, thinking I'm funny and stuff. But then slowly, slowly it creeped into my common vernacular. And the Canadian accent started creeping on me in real life. So this song actually did contribute to my acquiescence of the Canadian lifestyle. And here it is, after this quick content warning, to remind you of the vulgarity and the disparity about to be played. This will be Out for a Rip by Shark Tank.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
I'm from the great white north, right? Like up above the states.
Yeah.
The big landmass that the rest of the world hates.
Fuck yeah.
We're like above that. Fucking north, I guess. The big patch of trees where everybody's bored to death. We're just chilling up here. Sipping syrup, playing hockey. Before we learn to walk, we can cross-check properly. Just rocking plaid jackets. Chainsaws, we operate them right. Fucking A-right we do, bud. We cut our weight in firewood. Every 20 minutes or so.
Smoke break.
And if the Leafs make the playoffs, I'll fucking jump in the lake. Fucking buddy comes over to my place the other night and he's like,
you wanna go out for a rip?
And I was like, fucking right.
Yeah.
So we hop in the truck and hit the mud and I was like,
oh, fuck yeah, bud.
Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip. Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip. Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip. Just out for a rip, are you, bud? Just out for a rip.
I come from the land of the polite, where shit's covered in ice. So when I'm down in the States, they're like,
you're too fucking nice.
Like, yeah, we got manners, but fucking buddies still fight and fucking swear and fucking drink all night. Like this one time, me and fucking buddy are out having a dart, and fucking buddy burns a hole in my coat. And I was like, fuck, bud. Because the coat was pretty new, right? And he's like, fuck you. So I put his head in a snowbank and just started fucking feeding him the right left. Like fucking boom, boom, boom. Got enough yet? And he's like, okay, okay, fuck, chill out, shit. So I pulled him out of the snow and we went out for a rip.
Yeah.
Just out for a rip, are
oh,
you,
fuck, fuck yeah.
Just out for a rip.
Fucking right.
Just out for a rip, are
oh,
you,
fuck, fuck yeah.
Just out for a rip.
Fucking right.
Just out for a rip, are
oh,
you,
fuck, fuck yeah.
Just out for a rip.
Fucking right.
Just out for a rip, are
oh,
you,
fuck, fuck yeah.
Just out for a rip.
Fucking right.
Save you tonight. To save you tonight.
That right there was Drain the Blood by the Rural Alberta Advantage. Another quite Canadian group. A little more serious than the old Out for the Rip boys, but you know. And now, coming up right now, I'm going to be performing a new favorite song of mine. My friend Far just showed me this. Thank you very much, Far, and my good friend Ellie. They showed me this folk singer named The Tallest Man on Earth. Is this Nordic singer, great guitarist, and I'm going to cover his song, King of Spain. So I hope you enjoy it. 1, 2, 3, 4. I never knew I was a lover, just cause I stole the things you hide. Just cause I focus while we're dancing, just cause I offer you a ride. Still I am not from Barcelona, no I'm not even from Madrid. I am a native of the North Pole, and that could mess with any kid. Well, if you could reinvent my name, well, if you could redirect my day, I wanna be the King of Spain. And I will settle in Pamplona, and I'll provoke the bulls with words. And I will send a man to meet them all, but he's fake, so I have heard. When all the senoritas sighing open the bounds of my lies, while we're floating in siestas, we search for bottles and for knives. Well, if you could reinvent my name, well, if you could redirect my day, I wanna be the King of Spain. I'll wear my boots of Spanish leather while I'm tightening my crown. I'll disappear in some flamenco, perhaps I'll reach the other side. Why are you stabbing my illusion, just cause I stole some eagle's wings, just cause you name me as your lover? Well, I thought I could be anything. Well, if you could reinvent my name, well, if you could redirect my day, I wanna be the King of King of Spain by The Tallest Man on Earth. Coming up next is New Orleans is Sinking by The Tragically Hip. This is CITR 101.9 Crescendo. Jed is your host.
All right. Burn blue on the sea, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so it danced the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
Hello, that right there was New Orleans is Sinking by The Tragically Hip. So there's just a few more songs. I'm running low on time right now. So Julian, how are you feeling? You still hanging in there, buddy?
Yeah, still hanging in. Thanks, Jay.
Awesome. Thank you again for showing up. We're just going to be spinning three more tracks for you before the end of this show and the end of an era of my 2014 crescendo tour. But the next song coming up is paying homage to the guy who got me into radio, honestly, Nardwar the Human Serviette. You are one of the most talented interviewers and music personalities of all time. I had the immense pleasure of meeting you. You're a great guy. Your music that you make yourself is fantastic. And I got to show the people that. And this is the song, I Don't Need My Friends to Show Me Who My Friends Are, by The Evaporators, Nardwar's band. There might be a little bit of, what's that word? Oh, vulgarity in this as well. So beware. Listeners, beware. But here it is. I Don't Need My Friends to Show Me Who My Friends Are, The Evaporators, and after that, The Electric Powwow Drum by A Tribe Called Red. And then just one more song, and I'm saying adios. This is CITR 101.9.
I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. I don't need my friends to tell me who my friends are. When push comes to shove, you
that right there was Electric Pow Wow Drum. A Tribe Called Red is the group. They are a group of, I believe,